This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that you're a star.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Good morning, this is Frank and...
Islay.
Carter with iDad, full time, full on. Good morning, Islay, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm feeling very, very well. Yeah, excellent, yes. Ready for all the Christmas rushing because we are now into December.
No, it's November.
Ah, while we're recording the program. But while
December?
People, yes, into December.
At school, we're making advent calendars.
Advent calendars, okay. And is that the calendars where you have little windows for each day?
Yes.
Yes. And behind...
Oh, no. We're allowed to make it however we want to make it.
Oh,
we can find ideas off Google stuff.
Right,
and
yes.
Stuff. Oh. And yeah.
Oh,
my one is still a surprise, but maybe we can take a photo and put it on Instagram.
We could well do. And I think that's a really good idea.
When I take it home.
When you bring it home, yeah. Okay, perhaps we can talk about the advent calendars later on in the program.
Yes.
And after we have, now you have written the outline for the for today's program today, and I can actually read it quite well.
Well, that's very good.
Yeah. So what are we looking at today? Last week we spoke about Rainbow's End, but that was when Esle went a year ago. Last weekend we also had another visit to Rainbow's End, and it's quite a different experience. Was it quite a different experience, Esle?
Yes.
Yeah, quite different. And yeah, scary. I didn't go a year ago. For me, yeah, well, we'll get into the after later on in the program. Club 70, Esle's Club 70. Well, actually, this is Club 100, isn't it, Esle?
Yes.
But you're up to 70 so far.
I'm on Club 70.
70. A lit quiz, which is coming up. AFCO, Miley works for AFCO. Miley's in health and safety for AFCO. And they had a Christmas party. I'd like Esle to tell us a little bit about that.
At Leap.
At Leap. Then, as we come in to the studio, we go along Norton Road, and there are they're not paintings, are they? Kind of like sketches of extremely good sketches.
They are
portraits, aren't
murals?
Yeah, a mural. Yeah, I'd like to talk. We can talk about those because I think those four. Well, actually, There's five now. But the four of them are, I think, really good to think about for the season that we're coming into December. And then, of course, there's a bus we saw on the way here. You said, look, Dad, Christmas bus already. Yeah. So that's quite a program, quite a full program we have today. And you have set up a track for us.
Yes, I got Google to pick us up.
You got Google.
So let's just cross our fingers and hope for the best.
Okay. So are you ready to go?
Three. Two, one.
Okay.
Tu me fais transpirer. C'est parfait.
So hard every night and day, and now we get the payback. Trying so hard, saving up the paper, now we get to lay back. Working so hard every night and day, and now we get the payback. The payback. The payback.
And champagne kisses hold me. Desires, you're mine.
And that's welcome back to Free FM 89.0. That was a sub-end. So what was the track?
That was I Is the Thing On?
Yeah, yes.
That was Luxurious by Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, Luxurious by Gwen Stefani. Cut halfway through. Fancy putting her head halfway through this track.
And I oop.
Oop. Well, back to our show. iDad, full-time on freefm.org.nz has thrown us all off a little bit. For our regular listeners will know this is a programme about conversations between myself and Esley, 10-year-old Esley, 10-year-old and next year going into form year 7 at Horridge School. Been developing over the years, over the nine and a half years, as I said, it's evolved into conversations with and between Esley and I. And so that's our show. And no, Esley, you wanted to tell us a little bit about last weekend at Rainbow's End and how it was different to the year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went with Atahua.
Atahua is?
My niece.
And Atahua is how old?
16,
yes.
And we went on the Fair Four, the Stratosphere, the Invader, the Power Surge, the Coaster.
The scary ones, yes.
Oh my gosh. So I went on the Fair Four of Atahua.
Yes.
I went on all the rides of Atahua.
Yes.
And I think. Yep. And my dad, he bit me. I bet him $5 that I wouldn't scream.
Right. Yes, and?
So, do you mind if I pay you, like, later?
Yeah, I guess we can put that, yeah. You can pay me later. Did you scream on the free fall?
So then I went on the Stratosphere. Yes. And there was, like, a less extreme version and a adult and an extreme version.
Yes.
And I wanted to start off on this normal version.
Yes.
On the kids' version,
yeah.
I mean the less extreme version.
Yeah.
But then I went on it and I actually liked it because it was just like peaceful, calm.
It sort of sways, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
But then I went on the extreme one, Atahua.
Yeah.
Atahua didn't go on the less extreme one because she didn't want to.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll go on it if you go on, because we got like ice cream and I wanted to.
Yes.
I mean, no, we didn't get ice cream. Then we both went on it, and it was the best ride.
That's what do they call it? The Stratosphere.
And it goes all around, and it was super duper fun. And yeah. It's because my eyes were closed the whole time, and I didn't feel any butterflies or stomach dropping or anything because I was like closed.
Yep.
And when I went on the roller coaster, the first time was fun, but the second time, my head kept getting hit side to side.
Ooh.
On the harvest.
Ooh.
The harvest is here. Yep. And it kept going like this.
Backwards.
And it hurt. Ooh. So much.
Oh dear. That Stratosphere. It's, look, I'm just looking at that and it's, I don't know, for those, you can Google it. You can have a look at the Stratosphere. It's a big arm with, you know, this disc with up to 30 people on the bottom, and it sways. And
maybe 20 people, 30 people.
Yeah, there's room for 30 on it. Yeah, and it sways backwards and forwards, back, and eventually it sways way up and it flips over, and so it does a full 360.
It takes a while to go full 360, and then it goes a few seconds, then it comes back the way it went.
It'll go.
But then it'll go around 2 times, and then after that it'll just slow down.
And I'm looking up at this thing, and I'm looking up, there's my daughter up there, just hanging. And you told me about how you tried to sit in your seat when you're up there?
When I was upside down,
yes.
The only thing that was holding me in was my harvest.
The harness.
Because I was upside down, so I had to try to put my butt on the seat, but I couldn't.
You couldn't put your butt on the seat.
Incoming sneeze.
Oh, incoming sneeze, okay. That's it, away from the mic. Yeah, so I'm looking at this, that's scary. Look, the free fall, okay, not so scary. I mean, that was all right. Roller coaster, you get used to that. I did go on a couple of rides, didn't I?
Oh, yes. You went on the gold rush.
The gold rush,
and
yes.
the log flume.
Flume.
And you went to the, what was it called? The theatre thing?
We went in the theatre.
Spectra?
Yeah, the Spectra. I was quite surprised at that. It was, yeah, it was an arcade game.
Because you kept shooting things.
It was an arcade game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you're sitting there, and of course the seat rocks around in the movie. Yep. And there's all these, and there's this little sort of infrared gun or whatever. And I thought,
I saw these other people with it, and I was like, wait, what? So then I looked at my side, and Chaho had had one. So I grabbed mine because I saw it, and I was like, pew, pew, pew.
I was actually quite astonished at myself, because I don't do video games or arcade games or anything like that. But I was very quickly, I had this gun, and I was shooting all the aliens. And shooting and shooting and shooting the aliens.
You were just shooting anything you saw.
Yeah, I was. But quite at the end, it was quite odd, a surprise at the end, wasn't it? Because at the end, there was everybody's picture.
And it took a photo of you.
It took a photo of you and ranked you on how successful you were.
The place.
Yeah.
You know, Tahua, she said that, I think, when Mahanga came, he came first out of about 30 other people.
I'm not surprised, yeah. Well, okay. And what did I come about? 19 out of 24 or something, was it?
Good.
Was it? Okay.
Still very good.
It's, yeah. So, yeah.
I forgot what place I came.
Yeah, now there was an interesting...
I might have tired of you.
Yes, I think, yeah. In the end, I was just shooting at them. Well, I was all the time. I was just shooting at them. I was quite surprised at myself having quite a bit of fun, actually, just shooting all these aliens. Now, when... there was quite an interesting way that the day developed. You and Atahua, you were there, and last year you didn't go on the scary rides, you didn't get a chance to go on the scary rides. This year you were a little bit, I'm not quite sure about going on these scary rides. And Atahua was kind of like the same. So what happened? How come you...
You tell them.
All right, okay. Oh, well. So both quite separately, because Esley was off somewhere, I don't know, doing something.
Getting a drink from BP.
Yeah. And Atahua mentioned that if it wasn't for Esley with her, persuading her, she wouldn't have gone on the scary stuff. You know, she would have been just, a bit too scared. Okay, so a little bit later, Atahua was off somewhere getting something or other. And Esley said exactly the same thing, except, of course, about Atahua. She said, if Atahua wasn't here, I probably wouldn't have gone on the scary stuff. So it's really interesting. Both of them would have been too scared, but together they motivated each other, didn't you?
Yeah, and also funny. I was like, Atahua, are you scared? She's like, no.
Yeah, go on.
And then I was like, how come you don't scream? She's like, I don't know how to, because I don't have tonsils.
Oh, she's had her tonsils out. Okay, right, I'm quite
sure. Can't you scream without your tonsils?
I would have thought you could. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Or maybe it just hurts or something.
Maybe it's just hurts, I don't know. So either of you, on your own, you would have been too scared to go on, but together you motivated each other, which is, I think, is quite neat. Quite a neat thing, actually. So that's our day at Rainbow's End, and it was a long day. We got there at around about 10 o'clock in the morning, just as it opened up, and finished at 5. But the time went quickly. Time went very quickly. Yeah. Okay. Do we go for another track yet, or shall we... Oh. Are you set up for another track? Or shall we talk about the Club 70, Club 100?
I have a track coming up.
You have a track coming up.
Do you have anything to say?
Okay. You want to go? You ready for your track? Okay.
Thinks he's flying, is also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his roof. So,
no,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't want to give you mine. And
no,
I don't want to meet you nowhere.
No,
I don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend, trying to.
Trying to holler at me.
He's checking me, but his game is sun. I'm talking to you. If you have a shorty but you don't show love, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money?
No Scrubs by TLC.
No Scrubs by TLC. They've been around for a while. Are you? Have you listened to much of TLC? You have.
This song.
Just this song. Yeah, they have been around quite a while. Esley, so on the way into the studio today, we went. There was a bus. So I was driving, and you looked at the bus, and you said, "Hey, Dad, look at that bus."
I'm here. Yeah. Yes, it was a Christmas bus.
And what told you it was a Christmas bus? What made you think it was a Christmas bus?
Because of all the decorations.
I saw the star in the front, because, of course, I was driving, so I was focusing on the driving. Was there other decorations on it as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And there were a bunch of, like, toys in the back.
Yes, yes. And I think that's... I noticed that as it went past.
I was going like... The other way. That can't be the people, can that?
No.
I was like, whoa, that's a lot of stuff. Can't you put it under the bus?
Do you think they paid their fare?
I think they got an exception.
I think they got an exception, yeah. So I think that must be the Christmas bus. And my assumption is, I think it's a bus that's probably collecting toys and Christmas gifts for children who don't probably go... get very much, or if anything at all, because there's a lot of children
that don't get anything for Christmas.
Yes, there is at all, and that's through no fault of their own and no fault of their parents.
What about KidsCan?
KidsCan, I don't think KidsCan does Christmas, but I might do. I'm not sure. They might even be contributing. I don't know. But this bus, yes, there was lots of soft toys, wasn't there? And it was at the back of the bus.
Yeah.
In the back seats. So I guess it's not quite December yet, and by getting on next 2 or 3 weeks, probably get full. And it'd be going around and be picking up presents. I don't know how that works. Maybe it goes to certain sites, or maybe people are invited to drop presents off at malls or something. I'm not sure how it works, but I've no doubt we'll hear about it.
Speaking of the mall, when are we going to see Santa?
You start your holiday on the 15th, don't you? Yeah.
I want to see Santa.
You want to see Santa? We can see Santa.
You know, my friend, she tried to make, when she was younger, she tried to make her parents sit on Santa's lap, black. and then she was like, and Santa said to her, what would you like for Christmas, little yes. girl? And she's like, I would like an iPhone 17.
Oh, no.
And he was like, I'm sorry, kiddo, I don't think I understand.
No.
Yeah. And then her parents laughed.
Yeah.
Both of her parents laughed.
What did Santa feel about the parents trying to sit on his knee?
No, they didn't say yes.
Not surprised. So that's something really nice. So I guess it's something to watch out for, or to see the signs for. As I said, no doubt there'll be sub signs or collection points for people to drop off gifts for kids who, through no fault of their own, no fault of their families, whatever, would not be getting much, if anything, for Christmas. So that's that bus. And now there's something else. We also notice, we see every time we come in, or every time we go along Norton Road, there's that mural. And it's a really...
On
the way here,
mostly,
yes.
Mostly sometimes.
And also, you know, any time we go along Norton Road from home, in coming into town, it's over on the you see the mural on the right-hand side, don't you? There's one mural with four figures, and then there's another one with just one.
Nelson Mandela, John Lennon, Martin Luther King and Bob Marley.
Yes, and I think the other one is Gene Batten. I'm not sure about that. So there's those four, and there is a connection between those four for what they're saying. Can you recall what that is?
Peace to all, I have a dream.
And like
Bob Marley.
Yeah, I can't remember the other two.
Didn't he say?
I can't remember what the other
one
two.
One love.
Something like that. Yes, that was one of his songs. Yes. Yeah. So Bob Marley. And I think it's...
And Paul and John Lennon.
Imagine. John Lennon's Imagine. And I can't remember what...
Oh, I thought he got killed.
He did. He did die. He got killed a long time ago, around about 1980.
By a fan. According to my TikTok calculations.
Yes. Yes. It was by a fan.
Or a fan.
So, supposed fan.
Because he said that something about God.
Yeah, he was not happy with something that John Lennon said, and unfortunately, he took it to the extreme and killed him. It was absolutely dreadful, a life cut short. So we can only imagine what would it. Well, Imagine it was one of his main famous songs. Yeah, so that's a mural, which I think is probably very relevant. Well, it's relevant for all the time, of course, but it's something that we kind of like try to look forward to and hope to look forward to for this particular season. It's been a pretty tough year for wars and stuff. Let's just hope. We can always hope every year, I guess. Some peace and quiet. Some peace. Peace and agreement.
And forget, So
go on then.
Do you have any time to talk about?
We've got about another 3 minutes. Right. No, so what would you like to talk about, Leslie?
Let's just take a second to breathe up.
Breathe in.
It's time for micropause.
Micropause. Why do you, yes. And do you do this?
Yawn incoming.
As I said, this program, for those of who are not regulars, it's conversations with, between, hopefully, and anything can happen. We don't, it is a, yes. We don't edit stuff out. It's just...
Yes, we do. Out.
Do we?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, we do.
When do we edit stuff?
Remember when I said something wrong and then you're like, no.
Oh, no.
And then you cut that part out.
No, I didn't cut it out.
You didn't?
I couldn't because I didn't know how.
Yes, you asked for help.
No. That was when there was a big gap.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't know how to cut it out then. It wasn't wrong. It was just, it's the kind of stuff that we say. You say, I don't think you said anything. You didn't say anything wrong.
No. Okay.
You just said
that's
it was
1 minute. See you tomorrow.
It's a bit like the traffic light thing when you said, you know. Do you want to tell us about the traffic light thing?
I'm good, thank you.
You didn't say anything. You don't say anything wrong. You just go, whoops, and it makes Dad think a couple of times.
Tell them what I said for new listeners.
For new listeners?
Yeah, tell them what I said.
New list. Oh, for new listeners, about the traffic lights.
Yeah.
We were talking about traffic lights. And
on the way to school.
Some time ago, we were talking about the red and the
probably
green
like
and the amber.
Probably like a few months ago, maybe?
Oh, probably even more than that, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going through the traffic rules. Traffic rules. And we were talking about traffic rules.
It was orange or yellow.
And I asked Esley, what's the green for? And you said...
Go.
And what's the stop for? And you said, what's the red for? And you said...
You tell them, Dad, you know.
The red is stop. And then I said, and what's the amber for? And you said...
You tell them.
Oh, man. As I said, go faster. I'm thinking, oh, no. But it's not, is it? What's amber really for?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. That's just what Dad does.
No, only occasionally. Amber
if occasionally means every morning.
No.
Just JK.
Thank you. Amber is, of course, the one that gives you the opportunity to either get through quickly or stop before it goes red. Yeah, it's that sort of slight pause because you're not allowed to go through on the red.
It gives you an incoming. Like when I'm about to yawn and I go, yawn incoming.
Yes, very quick. Oh, we're just about the end of our show. It's like anything very, very quick you like to say a thank you to... EFCO?
EFCO Leap. Thank you for organising a Christmas party for the kids.
That's
Yeehaw.
Yeah, Miley, of course, works for EFCO, and on Sunday there was a Christmas party. So, and I understand the boss, Trevor, was there doing the barbecue.
I do not even know who that is.
You don't know that, but yeah, your mum certainly does know. So the boss was doing the barbecue, and a really great, enjoyable afternoon. And that was at Leap.
Yeah.
At Leap.
It was okay, I guess.
It was okay. And what did you have for lunch?
Food.
Food. That's about our show. Thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to being back with you again next Saturday, midday to 12:30. Yes, Esley.
We're going swimming and I can't even get an ice block.
Because?
I have to spend it on goggles.
Because?
Why would I need goggles anyway to go swimming?
Why do you have to spend it on goggles? That's our show.
Okay, bye. Top
by the bye.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
It takes time. Give them time. Being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.